the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and good morning to you. Yes, I do agree with that intro. Life is too short and eternity is too long to live without old friends. And I'm so glad today that you have been able to make me your friend, and I've been able to call you my friend. And each Sunday morning, we come into your home with something to believe in, and we try to come together to magnify and worship the Lord, sit in heavenly places, and let go and let God. And this morning, we're going to do something quite different. We received a letter several years back, well, maybe several months back, from a man, Robert White, there in Beckley, or here in Beckley, and he made the statement that he wasn't a shut-in, he was a shut-out. Well, I've been thinking about that ever since he wrote the letter, and I hope that Robert's maybe hearing the broadcast today. Or anyhow, we want to direct the broadcast this morning to you who are shut out, because a lot of people are not shut in, they're shut out. They're not able to go to the house of God. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring our morning worship service from the church right into your home. And for the next few moments, you will be listening to a live service that we had last Sunday before the Thanksgiving week. And we're going to take you there and let you listen, because we want you to be part of our Sunday morning worship. So now we take you directly to the church. Our Father, how good it is this morning just to make our way to the house of God. Lord, to watch the people as they came, and doors were open, and out of their cars they came, and into the sanctuary with a big smile, and the Bible under their arms, and a handshake, and a friendliness, and a smile. And Lord, that little thing called desire that we have to be here. Lord, we know that there's much trouble in our land, and wars on every hand, but you said there would be rumors of wars and sickness, Lord, that we just cannot escape, because it's always prevalent, it's always there, and many need our prayers. But you taught us to pray one for another. You taught us to pray for our enemies. Pray for those, you said, who despitefully use you. But Lord, we're thankful this morning that we're not used or abused by anyone that we know specifically this morning. But we pray, Lord, for a soul. We pray that we have come, Lord, this morning for one thing, and that is to magnify and worship you. And as we sing those songs of Zion, voices were lifted. I know this choir enjoyed the beautiful sound, because it's beautiful when we can come together, magnify your name, lift up your name. And on this holy day, Lord, we got so much to be thankful for. As we pray the prayer you taught us to pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lucinda, you come on up this morning. She's going to read something for us about Thanksgiving, and we appreciate having you. Good to see you here. You're always a joy to speak with. You're always upbeat. It's good to see you.
I have something to share with you that I think you will want to take to your Thanksgiving table on Thursday. And I'm going to give you a little bit of history first, and then I'm going to go into our president and his proclamation for Thanksgiving. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln appointed a national day of Thanksgiving. Since then, each president has issued a Thanksgiving Day proclamation, usually designating the fourth Thursday of each November as the holiday. And as I read President Lincoln's proclamation, take in your heart that it is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it's my honor to share it with you. It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations are blessed whose God is the Lord. We know that by His divine law, nations like individuals are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world. May we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war which now desolates the land may be a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserves us in peace and multiplied, enriched, and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens.
Tricia, thank you very much. And I think sometime during this week, we need to be much in prayer and relationship for many blessings to the country we live in.
Cusser, thanks a million, Lord, for saving me. That's what we're doing this morning. We're bringing you live one of our worship services last Sunday. Of course, I hope that you enjoyed the Thanksgiving week and enjoyed the hunting and getting out just along with your friends and family. But I was impressed the other day. I was watching CNN News, and I was so impressed. They were interviewing a couple of the wardens from the prisons, and I thought surely in our listening audience, we must have men who are incarcerated that are hearing the broadcast. I don't hear from that many, but I'd love to if we could be of any help at all. But I feel that our broadcast truly is getting into that area. But I was so, I couldn't use the word impressed by it, but, well, maybe I was kind of saddened by it when I heard that one of the prisons there, 60-some percent of the inmates were dropouts from high school. And then they interviewed another one, and it was 80-some percent of them that were dropouts. And I thought, oh, my lands, how the gospel needs to be reached out across the radio land, across TV, any way possible that we can get the radio ministry into the homes, convalescent places, the penitentiaries, where there are. And I don't know about you, but I feel that God has richly blessed me by allowing me to do that. And I hope that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. And I hope that you're enjoying the family worship service that we're having. Let's have an old-fashioned testimony by Bill Altizer.
Before I turn the service over to our pastor, I want to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you the best Thanksgiving week and day that you've ever had. You know, I thought so much about our service last Sunday. George, it was really, really good. And you know, some of us guys that were in the Korean War and Vietnam and possibly some maybe in World War II, we wonder sometimes. I've never felt like that it was useless. But you know, you wonder. Now here I was in during the Korean War. My outfit was wiped out. And you know, I'd hate to think that, you know, that wasn't meaningful in some way, and I'm sure it is. But you know, even with all of this and this turmoil and all that's going on, we're the most blessed nation in this world.
Absolutely.
And regardless of how I feel or anybody else feel, if Uncle Sam said, Bill, we can use you, I'd go in a heartbeat. I love this country, the people that are in it. The only fear, and Tommy has been telling us this for the past 6 months especially, that we have to worry about, as long as we're obeying God and obedient, we're going to prosper. But our concern is we seem to be turning the other way. So let's turn that around. But anyway, I do wish each and every one of you the best Thanksgiving you ever had. And Tommy, turn the service over to you.
All right. Thank you, Bill Altizer. I thought you'd enjoy that. You know, we just need some old-fashioned testimony, old-fashioned singing. That was the choir singing that beautiful song, Thanks a Million, Lord. And I thought you might enjoy that. Let's go right back now. We'll do this song especially for some great friends of ours, and that's Bob and Evelyn Guy, the passing of his mother. And these were great friends of ours, still great friends of ours. We passed them for several years and had some wonderful times together. So we want to do this next song in memory of his mother, and we're going to do it together. Martha's going to do the song they like so well. I want us to be together in heaven, and then also I'm going to do a recitation along with it called I Want Us to Be Together in Heaven. As I stand by the bedside of the one that I love so dear, my sorrow is still lifted by the words that I still hear. Her hands, they make a gesture. Her voice was very weak. She motions me close to her, then she starts to speak. Oh, I want you to miss me in a way, I suppose. But just don't you worry, because time comes and goes. We'll have a great reunion, and oh, what a thrill, when we face our final homecoming, just beyond the last hill. Why, let the hand of death beckon. I'm not afraid, for the victory is mine over death and the grave. I've lived for Jesus, I've walked in His will. I'm ready to meet Him just beyond the last hill. I served him with patience like he asked me to do. And in spite of all my trials, I've always been true. Now it's just about over, and I know it's his will. And I can see the last sunset just beyond that last hill. But that last hill, why, it's nothing with the Lord by my side. For just a few steps together, then my soul will take its flight. Already the angels are circling my bed. I see a great light shining just over my head. I sense a death angel, but I have no fear, for the singing from heaven already I hear. So don't weep for me, my loved ones, when my body lies still, for heaven is just yonder, just beyond that last hill. Now who is that coming to meet me in a robe white as snow? Why, I see it's Jesus, and I'm all ready to go. I hear a voice, and it's sweetly calling. I'm going to bid to his will. Now the sun's going down, and just beyond the last hill. Now what's that he's saying? Oh, could I be insane? Why, he's holding a crown, and he's calling my name. Oh, my heart leaps with gladness. My soul is so thrilled, for I've made my last journey. I've climbed my last hill. Send that out to Bob and Evelyn Guy in memory of his mother who passed away. And all of you, we certainly appreciate you. We appreciate you that makes this broadcast possible, because I would not be able to do what God has called me to do without your help and without your support. Again, we certainly appreciate you. And I'm glad Patty Harper and Barry understand her mother's home now, and I know that she's real glad for that. So let's go right back now and do a little of this song. Then I'll come back to close out the broadcast. This one's called The Wonder of Wonder.
Little boy spoke the world in its place. The sun and the moon shines brightly on them. The earth and the sun was created by him. The wonder of wonders, oh how that God became flesh and was given for me. The Almighty came down and walked among men. The wonders, the wonders, he died for my sin. As she looked down and smiled, that he was her maker as well as her child. He created the womb that had given him birth. wonders as she heard his small cry. This voice that thundered at Mount Sinai. His small hand she held so tenderly, had made a dry path through the mighty Red Sea.
Well, sir, it is wonder, wonder. But the wonder was that he died for your sins and died for mine. And thank you who have stood faithful with us in this broadcast, in this radio ministry. And together we stand, as divided we fall. And we've been able to reach across the airways. And I know today that someone has been touched by the broadcast, because I believe that the Holy Spirit directs each broadcast in the direction and that it needs to go. And you are part of that. When you help support this broadcast, then you are a part of doing what God has asked you to do. Well, goodbye. Be good. Be with us in our worship service today if you can. Go somewhere to church. Most of all, give your life to Christ. There is something out there. That something is Jesus Christ, and it is something wonderful that you need to believe in. Goodbye. Be good. And may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Tomorrow's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.